Hey, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And because we come to you on digital, we ask for you to share this because we've got to increase the knowledge base from the tremendous list of guests that we come in here. So knowledgeable, so filled with solutions to individual challenges presented by the Bolshevik communists that have overtaken us. You can't miss it. You can't. But other people are, so please share. Hey, we're brought to you by Noble Gold, and I'm pounding this like an old drum, and I'll tell you why. They're going to move on your money. They've got two CBDC plans out there, and they're pretending in Congress to get rid of one. They're ignoring the other because it doesn't go by the name of CBDC. It's called FedNow. It evolves into CBDC, and there may be no stopping it. So do you want to be in the system and own nothing, and they'll be happy? Or do you want to be outside the system, save your retirement? Do you want to save your money that you've saved up? You got a nest egg, want to protect it? Just leave operating capital in the bank, realize that'll be gone someday, and then divest, diversify. And Noble Gold can help you do it. How do I know? Because they have been doing that for me for 5 years. I've been advertising for six, but I've been a customer of Noble Gold for five. Now, I'm required to give you this FTC warning. There's no guarantees here whatsoever. Nothing has been promised. And additionally, past performance can't be confused with future expectations. So having said that and done our due diligence, which we agree with, you wish they would have done that with the fact that the banks under the Dodd-Frank Law 2010 can steal your money anytime they want. And that you got people like Sam Bankman-Fried. There was no warning. But then, yeah, okay, you get the idea. Anyway, here's what we want you to do. Let me send you a free information packet. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com, DaveHodgesGold.com, or you can call to get immediate response, 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. Our guest today is Dr. Sherry Edwards, famous for bioacoustic analysis, which is proven over and over and over can analyze people's intentions, emotionality, mental illnesses, physical illnesses. If you just know how to do it, she does. And we're going to look at RFK and Trump comparatively, and we're going to look at COVID-23 and what you really should know. This is very, very concerning. Sherry's up next. Stay tuned. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the guest segment of the Common Sense Show. And we have our friend, Dr. Sherry Edwards. And Sherry's been busy analyzing key people. And in case you're new to the Common Sense Show, and we do have a growing audience, Sherry uses bioacoustic analysis that the big boys are trying to steal from her. Another story for another time. And it works. It's about voice frequency, can tell things about your health, can tell things about your emotionality, your psychology, your intentionality. And she's run these on me. You'll never see them. But she was pretty accurate with me. But anyway, we're going to take a look at Letitia James. Okay, don't worry, Sherry. I won't tell your secret there. And Trump and JFK. RFK, I should say, RFK Jr. And we're going to look at COVID-23 and what this is about. Boy, this is interesting. And then finally, we're going to talk about how you can get the software. We're going to need a couple of days to post this information on the website, but how you can get the software and you can tell when people are lying. Who is Betty? Oh, I don't want to go there. Anyway, Sherry, welcome to the show.
Great to be here.
Yeah, it's been a little while here. I got to tell you, I've never been busier. We changed our format over on YouTube, and it's taken up so much time. And I've been on a lot of shows recently. Wow. It's been absolutely crazy. You know what we need to look at before we delve into this? I'm getting information. It's too scattered for me to really report on definitively at this point. But Acapulco was wiped out in much the same fashion as Lahaina. And we need to try to find some voices there. But there's like a news blackout. I'm hearing from locals. A lot of them are American who are aware of me and they're talking to me, but we need to get some of the principals involved, but they're not even talking about this. They invented this hurricane out of nothing. It came out of nowhere. It was a tropical storm, and then all of a sudden it was a Category 5 right before it hit Acapulco. And there are dead bodies everywhere, directed energy weapon evidence, much like we saw in Lahaina. So I thought I'd throw that out to you. We need to put that on our radar, but and I'll see if we can dig up some stuff, but it's been tough getting information. Okay, so anyway, go ahead.
As you travel, are you finding that people want to do something, want to change, or are they complacent and think somebody else is going to take it, care of it?
The latter, for the most part. There are some people who are motivated. You know, I do a live stream about 5 days a week. And those people that come to the live stream religiously, I'm getting to know their names, at least their usernames. They're active. They're knowledgeable. They want to make a difference. There are some people that look at this just as entertainment, and they're kind of oblivious to the fact that the entertainment's soon going to land on their head. And they're not grasping the seriousness of the moment and how short time will be until bad things really begin to happen. So that's a good question. Let's address that part last with the social psychology of it, because I do have an analysis on that. I know our mutual friend Sarah Westall has been a guest on our show quite a bit here as well. Sarah's frustrated with this. I'm frustrated with this. And ladies and gentlemen, I'll just say this before we start in. It's good information to have, and what Sherry's going to give us is information that will help you understand some of the personalities we're dealing with in positions of power. But we've got to do something. Seriously, people, what can we do? Well, there's not a day that goes by that I don't give people options. And you may not like the options, but I'm giving you options, and doing something like shooting a flare in the sky would be better than doing nothing. So anyway, what I want to look at here, first of all, is Letitia James and the fraud trial of Donald Trump. You know, let me give you an observation that's non-clinical that you're going to hit the bioacoustics here. But let me give you a non-clinical observation. You exaggerated your wealth. Well, my home last year was worth about $100,000 more than it is now because of market conditions. Okay, so if I was trying to use my home as collateral, like a first mortgage to get a second, am I committing fraud if I say, well, at some point this is worth this? What's the deal? I mean, assets are fluid in value. Now, if I said my home is it a $20 million home with 30 rooms and 16 bathrooms? You know, that would be a lie, and I should be in trouble. But Sherry, I look at this crap, and I'm just saying this whole case is based on crap. Real estate values are perceived values. What someone is willing to pay is a lot different than what an assessed value is, and the property tax rate comes in a lot worse. Here, let me give you this. Our home has gone down an assessed value of over $100,000, according to Zillow. Well, you know what's interesting? My property taxes went up 30%. You see the inconsistency?
Absolutely.
Okay, so how do you put someone on trial for this? It's ludicrous. Letitia James is a flipping moron criminal. And it's the best way to describe her. She belongs behind bars for prosecutorial misconduct. But anyway, with this Letitia James person, let's go through what kind of person is Donald Trump dealing with? What do you got?
I originally looked into this because, one, I couldn't believe it happened. And two, she ran on a political position of, if you elect me, I'll get Trump. That should show bias right there. But people don't realize that our justice system is not based on laws. It's based on precedent. And if they can do this to Donald Trump, they can do it to anybody. And I think that's what they're trying. They're getting a two for one here. They're getting rid of Trump or trying to, and he seems to have turned it around to be favorable to him. And this gag order is just ridiculous. But I wanted to look at her. What is her motivation for going after Trump? And it didn't make any sense to me until I realized it's more about, can we do this to Trump? Can we set it up to show, okay, now let's go after Dave Hodges. Let's take his property. Let's say that he inflated it, because what they're doing to Trump, totally asinine, getting his lawyers to testify against him, that's against the law, but nobody's doing anything. And just
I'll tell you where they could go after me. It's not for this. My wife and I, other than we paid off our home mortgage, but other than that, we never take on debt ever. If we need a car, we're going to save for a few years for that car. We do not do debt. And it's interesting. We have a good credit rating, a really good one, but you think it would be the best because we have zero outlay of credit and they use that against you. I thought that was funny. I discovered that when we paid cash for a car, our latest car that we bought. But here's the situation, Sherry. When I look at what they could come after me for, it's for my free speech. And my free speech, and I say things like this. They put Trump in jail over this gag order you brought up. I'm not going to be there throwing Molotov cocktails. That's not what I do. But there are people that are going to get, let's put it this way, I think they're going to push the envelope. And I think it could be a lot of J6s around the country. And that's just an observation based on knowledge of human behavior, because that's how I'm trained. My background's in the field of psychology. I've worked in the field and I've taught in the field. I've researched in the field. So, Sherry, when you say that, I'm saying, what could they get me for? Saying something like that, saying something like Biden's mission is to take down the country. That's sedition. How dare you say that about a sitting president? And if you don't think they can do it, just feature this. Today, Owen Schroyer of InfoWars, who is forceful, but I've never heard him say anything that was illegal, but he said at J6, he was there, did not cross the barriers, did not go into the Capitol. He told people not to because it was a setup. But he said in a speech, death to tyranny. Okay, I guess there's a judge's name out there that's a Democrat whose name is Tyranny, because they use that as an excuse to put him in jail, as well as saying the election was stolen. You're inviting sedition. Why? Because you told the truth about an election that was stolen? So that's how they would come after me. They're going to come after me on the fact that I've said things that they're going to say is inflammatory, misinformation, blah, blah, blah. That's how they're going to do it.
And so they're anyway, going to come after all of us in the same way. They're going to find the excuse, whether we're a parent that is a terrorist. Like you told the story of somebody who appeared at the door of a parent and manhandled the daughter because said something at a parent-teacher meeting. They could say you were inciting a riot.
School board meeting.
Yes.
Sharona Bishop, I just interviewed her again last week. She was actually in Dinesh D'Souza's movie, Police State. And Sharona, we've had some communications even after I interviewed her. Her teenage daughter was standing on the stairs and a 6'5" FBI goon grabbed her, pulled her down the stairs to get a phone, and then pulled her back up the stairs. I mean, who does that to someone? But this is the Gestapo mentality that we have in our country now. And the crime of Sharona was to say, I don't like CRT. Okay, I don't want my kids taught to be racist. My kids are white and we don't like CRT because it tells these kids that they're racist and they don't like people who are non-white. Okay, I thought that was politically protected speech, but no, she got her door kicked in. They didn't even have a warrant when they entered. They didn't even have a valid warrant at any time. And they stole all their electronics. So yeah, that's her case. But anyway, let's get to Letitia James. Tell us, I mean, she acts like an absolute pig. And I'm serious. I mean, I can't, the terms that come to mind, I won't say because I don't call people those names, but she acts like a pig, like an uncivilized pig. Tell us what she's like.
Well, she's most like Michelle Obama. Vindictive.
You mean she's a man?
I mean that she's vindictive and
I'm
she's
sorry,
vengeful.
Bad joke.
Yeah.
I won't tell your boob joke if you don't chastise me for that. Okay. All right.
Okay. She thinks she's smarter than everybody else. She's doing all this for the future.
Yeah.
She's concerned with the intellect of the future. She's a bully. Her main concern is justice based on the future she decides is appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
She tends to wound with words. She lacks empathy for anyone.
I agree.
These are the opinions of the computer, because I'm just reading off notes here that the computer took her voice and looked at it. She lacks management skills. I was surprised at that. She's just kind of flying at the seat of her pants and not really doing anything that's organized that she came up with. This is somebody else's plan that she's talking about. And there's some people out there who are really working to inform people, but there are so many people that are so complacent, and the complacency is what makes me angry, that they see what's happening with Hillary and sure. with Letitia and Jack Smith, and they're, oh, okay, let somebody else take care of it. I just like to stomp. It makes me so mad that they say,
I agree.
Oh, well, let somebody else take care of it. It's not my problem. It's going to be if they don't get up off their butts.
What you just described for me was someone with no management skills, no people skills, no empathy, disorganized. And people were probably shocked when I used the word pig. Well, is that not a good descriptor, people? You heard Sherry just to me, that's a human pig. Oh, you're a racist. Oh, what if she were white and I called her a pig? Would that somehow make it okay? Anyway, I thought I would just dispense with that coming criticism. I could care less about her race. I could care less about the gender. I care that we have a pig who is doing prosecutorial misconduct against a former president, and she belongs in jail after she's disbarred.
People are letting her do it, though. When you look at her vocal pen, and that's what we're trying to talk to people about, it's called nano voice. You talk into it, and it tells you or somebody else what your intention is. Mm-hmm. And her intention is justice her way, nobody else's way. Well, I can't say that. This is somebody else's program that she's carrying out. Somebody's behind it. She's carrying it out with a vengeance. But why isn't she stopped? Why are people in the court not saying this is not allowed?
Because there's no rule of law right now. And this is what Bolshevik communists do. And that's the mentality we're dealing with right now. They don't respect a rule of law. There is no constitution.
Well, people have read about what have happened to other countries, that they do it a little bit at a time. They take your government people, they take your representatives, and they take your neighbors, they take your school people, and eventually they take you, and then it's too late if you don't stand up now. And they're going to push this agenda. They're trying every way possible to, can I say, kill us and get away with it?
Because we can use the word depopulation, yeah.
I did an evaluation of this new COVID vaccine, COVID-23. And you know, we did an evaluation on the last one in 2019, and we were right. Everything that we said mathematically came to being, that it was vitamin D, that it was quercetin, that it was all true. We've proven our case.
True.
In this COVID-23, what they have put in there is an infertility project. And we've talked about this a little bit, that they are going to force colleges and high schools to everybody to take this vaccine. And it's going to render our young women infertile. Look at what happened in Italy.
Let me ask before you go further with this. How have you determined that?
By math, the frequencies that are associated and what they've put in, like spike proteins, what they've put in is lack of estrogen, follicle stimulating hormone, all the things that would keep someone pregnant, progesterone, all of those frequencies are in there. When you look this up on the government database and it gives you like 12 different things that they've included in this shot, I just decoded them by their math. And yes, they have a frequency of whatever they put in there, but it's the same frequency as
Sherry, is it,
killing
it,
off the estrogen.
I would suspect that you're looking at, even if the person can conceive, miscarriages are going to happen because of what you're describing.
Well, look at how many more miscarriages happened to the women who had the COVID-19 shots. That's all over the internet. It's a very high percentage of these people miscarried. And there was a recent article out of Italy where COVID really hit hard. Their birth rate is really down. And they did reuse some stuff in these vaccines, some of the estrogens and some of the things that support fertility to calcium. So I said it in December 2019 that this was man-made and it was purposeful.
You did. Yeah. You were ahead of the curve.
And here it is. I recently wrote an article about this in Masters of Health. It's the November issue, Masters of Health. And it talks about, it actually gives the frequencies and the antidotes for people who have frequency machines and want to use this. We did publish the frequencies, something we've never done before, because we didn't want to give up our intellectual property. But this is too important. This is worldwide that they're pushing this COVID-23 and they're pushing it on the populations that are going to be childbearing next. It's a deliberate depopulation.
Yeah.
What do? You stand up and say, no, I'm not taking it. They found out that people didn't fight back enough. They forced people to take these shots and look at the statistics and how many have heart disease and bad circulation. You know, we created a computer program to identify what damage it caused, and people can go get their voice analyzed for free at soundhealthportal.com. And the program's called Subsequent Factors, and it's all based on the research that's come out. What damage did it cause? It's there for people. They take that to their doctor and see what can be done about it.
That's interesting. You asked what kind of people. I want to read something to you because it answers something you brought up to some degree. I know we'll probably revisit this topic here a few times in this interview, but it's written by Pastor Martin Niemöller. First, they came for the communists, and I did not speak out. This is a warning to my audience. I did not speak out because I wasn't a communist. Then they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left, to speak out for me. And what we're looking at here, Sherry, is what we call bystander apathy. People who are aware of the situation, and this social psychology term describes that this behavior exists because someone else will do it. I don't have to take the risk. If I speak up, I might get cancel cultured or end up like Owen Schroyer and go to prison. So no, I'm just going to sit back and let everyone else do the work, and I hope they do. And what they don't realize is that we have too many people like that. And I'll just say this again. When they came for me, then there was no one left to speak out for me. And bystander apathy, the social psychology part of it, Sherry, is kind of interesting. If I can just digress just for a second. If you're in a small group, I've done this research. Guy fakes a heart attack, collapses on the sidewalk. In a place like New York City, they saw that the person could lay there for hours before anyone would attend to them. And then they would go to a smaller town, have the same thing happen on Main Street, and a crowd would gather around, people would start taking control. You call 911. Is there a defib in here anywhere? Okay, let's start CPR and that kind of thing. And what we find in the research is this, is that people are less likely to get involved when they're part of a large group because it's called, they get away with diffusion of responsibility. Someone else will do it. But if all eyes are upon just a few people, it's hard to do that. It's hard to say, I don't want to get involved because everyone's looking at them and everyone will make a judgment. So the key really to bypassing bystander apathy is to try to somehow make people realize the world's watching. And if that doesn't work, then I think we need to turn it into, that's you that's just been hauled off. It's just you don't know it yet. And Donald Trump really makes good use of this. When he talks about the persecution of himself, he says, they're not after me. They're after you. I'm just in the way. He's addressing bystander apathy. So that's something I think if people are aware of, they can begin to put people on the spot. What do you think? What are you going to do when they come for you? Play that song from the old show, you know, Cops. Bad boys, what you going to do when they come for you? I have information, Sherry, and I'm going to talk about it later broadcast, that at the Darien Gap, they're building concentration camps. They're just not sending people north to the border, but they're building concentration camps. I've had, Michael Yon's talked about this, and now I've got contacts from my past of 12, 13 years ago with a group called Freedom's Phoenix. They're living there and they're seeing it. So that's, to me, that's my response to your, why don't people get involved?
Well, there's another level. People think our leaders would never let this happen, or our leaders are causing it to happen. So they're standing back. Oh, our government, our president would never let that happen.
Our leaders would never shower with their daughter, but yet that's what's in Biden's daughter's diary that the FBI worked so hard to cover up. And Project Veritas was afraid, well, we think we might go to jail, not because this is untrue, just because we know how it's going to be responded to. And James O'Keefe made the decision, we can get Biden on other things, but this is true. Biden's a pervert, child hair sniffing pervert.
It's causing people to feel despair. They don't know what to do. They feel like they have no power. And that's one of the things in that article on Masters of Health. It gives people individual things that they can do and how they can stand up, how they can use language to stand up to these people and try to make a difference. And another step, how they can teach their children not to accept this kind of apathy, because they're going after the children in schools and trying to manipulate them into becoming the next level of sheep. So teaching your children how to question, teaching them to make their own decisions, I think we need that. Even though people think that's going to be 10, 20 years down the road, we need to start now and train our children to question.
No, I would be a little more proactive. I'm not willing to wait half a generation or a generation because it'll be too late. I think what we need to be doing is, number one, you have to do the Sharona Bishop rule. She homeschools her kids. She won't tolerate this crap. And the other thing I would say is, besides homeschooling, and by the way, two people say, oh, I can't do that. My husband and I both work. I'm sorry. Cop out. You haven't looked into it. Look into it. You can drop your kid off at homeschool centers with people that are like-minded like you, and you guys take turns educating on a prescribed curriculum. It's Betty Crocker. Just follow the directions. You don't have to know every subject. It's doable. Homeschooling curriculum is user-friendly. And these kids score 4 and 5 grade levels over their cohorts in public schools. So, I don't buy the fact that you can't do something. And I'll say this too. If you send your kid to Caesar for 13 years and count college 17 years, how can you send a kid to Caesar and not turn him into a Roman? That's what we're getting.
Also need to be very careful and watch who's attacking who, because it's an old lawyer trick. If somebody's in the way, you attack them personally, not what they did, not the evidence. You attack them personally. So the people that are being attacked are the people who are trying to protect us. I think it was Orson Welles who said, the more a society lacks truth, the more it will hate those who bring truth forward. I mean, I'm really I'm paraphrasing that,
It's a
but
point well taken. No, I agree with that.
the more we are attacked, the more those are the people who are supporting us.
That's right.
And I think Donald Trump, he may not be the next president. I think people are getting really tired of him being attacked, but nobody's doing anything about it. But we need somebody in a leader who stands for the people, not who stands for big pharma or all the other things that are making a lot of people money and digging a hole deeper for us.
You know, what's interesting is what I just mentioned in Panama. The people are in the streets there like crazy right now. And I've seen video sent by that couple I just mentioned, that used to belong to Freedom's Phoenix. And watching the video, you can see people as far as the eye can go, and they're not going to work. Sherry, you got an entire country that's on strike. Now, some of this is generated by one issue. They're really pissed because a Canadian. Oh, wait a minute. I thought Justin Trudeau was an environmentalist, but not when his companies act outside the country. There's a Canadian country, a company there, and they're mining for stuff. And they're ruining the water. And now Panamanian water is really, really on a low level. And there's water shortages of clean water now. And they're ruining the tropical forest. And their people are saying, you talk about climate change, but you're wrecking the environment all in the name of money. And these people in Panama have stopped working. This is incredible. In fact, what's interesting is the migrants that are coming north on the buses, the people in Panama, they're not being violent, but there are so many that the purveyors of moving millions of people into our country, they're so nervous that they won't stop in Panama. And they just drive through Panama on the highway, don't stop. They go to Costa Rica, they won't stop because the same concerns are there. And they unload their masses in Guatemala. Isn't that interesting? Here, Panamanian people are showing what we can do. And here's the thing you hear, Sherry, and we need to start doing some stuff on climate change, because here's what I see. I'm watching a YouTube video, and they're selling the idea that smart cities are a good idea. This has been a recent phenomenon in the last 10 days, where these videos are appearing everywhere to brainwash the public. And they go, well, if we don't act quickly, we're going to wreck the environment. And I'm saying, okay, what's the degree of damage? What's causing the damage? What are the hierarchy of factors? Now, Sherry, you know this. You've been through a doctorate program, okay? You have to do multiple regression analysis, where you isolate the correlated figures for every variable that you're saying contributes to climate change. And then you get a rank order hierarchy, and you can say, well, the correlation is 0.87 between this and that. And Sherry, I never see research like that. Do you?
No, but we have not taught people to question what these people are just saying willy-nilly out of their ear.
Yeah, I know. Well, I hope I just educated people multiple regression analysis, the hierarchy of correlated relationships, not necessarily causation of climate change, just a relationship. That's much easier to prove than causation. And then after we have the correlation, then you can isolate and start going for causation. But you know what they're saying in climate change, though, Sherry? And I thought about this many, many years ago. One volcanic eruption of any significance outweighs all the CO2 products, pollutants we put out since the industrial age, far exceeds it. Okay. So what are they going to do about volcanoes? How about war? Do you think war is bad for the climate? I mean, come on. This is ridiculous. We have conclusions being made that shape policies with no science behind it. Would you, as someone who's been through learning how to do research, would you agree with that statement?
I would, but there's so much research published as the gospel, and it's just all trash data. People don't know what to believe.
It's not even data. I can't tell you the last time I heard data. I can't tell you. And here's the thing you got to do, too. And I've talked to some meteorologists about this. They'll talk to me off air. They won't come on my show because they know they'll lose their jobs. But I said, how do you look at weather patterns? They go, minimum, we look at 100-year patterns. What do you think we get our records from? 100-year patterns is the minimum. But say, really, if you're looking at major shifts, they said, you really got to go 500, 1,000 years, 10,000 years. These are the increments you have to look at. And I said, do you have a problem with the data being expressed? Well, this year it was 0.2 degrees centigrade hotter than last year. Global warming. And they said, that's garbage. That's just normal variation in the weather.
Show me the data. That's one of the things Kennedy's known for. Show me the data, even with vaccines. Show me the data. Show me the evidence. And people are just pushing him aside when he is a genuine leader that teaches people to question.
I can't vote for him, Sherry, and I got to tell you why. I agree with what you just said. I agree with your assessment 100%. But he says that he'll do limited forms of gun confiscation. There ain't no such thing. Once you start taking guns, it doesn't stop, and then the people are disarmed. That's when genocide happens. That's what history shows. That keeps me from wanting to vote for him. And he's talking about reparations. It's not he's going to take money out of your pocket or my pocket, but he wants to divert money from various sources to pay reparations. And I'm saying, no, because it's still my tax money. And I'm sorry, I wasn't even close to being born when these crimes happened. I mean, let me ask you this. Do you think we should go to people of Hispanic descent that came from the conquistadors that stole land from Native Americans? Should they be forced to pay reparations? It's the same thing. You can't go back. You can't unring the bell and turn history clock back. It just doesn't work.
It's just a silly thing. I compare it when I talk to people about it. Okay, your grandpa robbed a bank and he got 50 years in jail, but he only served 45. Should you have to serve the rest of his time? That's just silliness.
Well, what we're doing is North Korean justice. If you commit a crime in North Korea that they don't like something you did, they don't just throw you in the concentration camp. They throw your entire family.
That's coming. If we don't stand up and elect leaders that will protect us, that's coming. And you've talked a lot about it on your show, of how people have been abused and how they are going to continue to be abused. Do we have a good alternative?
When you look at Letitia James, and I want to get to Trump and RFK comparison here in a second, but when you look at Letitia James, does she have any redeeming values in your analysis that would make her a leader in other areas? She just hates Trump. She's blinded by that. Is there anything redeeming about her?
She likes to look at the future. She loves justice. She just needs to be re-educated about what justice is.
Well, there's no justice
for Trump. She feels like she's very educated, and she's just not. Somebody's really taken her mind and bended it to a will that is only good for her, not the people.
Yeah, I know. And the thing is the Supreme Court should have already been involved in these prosecutions and stopped them. The president has immunity. Even if he did anything wrong, he has immunity. And this is the thing that really bothers me. And I'm not saying Trump did anything wrong. I don't think he did. Trump didn't do anything with challenging the elections, for example, that I've done. I mean, I'm on record. These elections were stolen, and this is how we know. I've said more, I believe, than what Donald Trump has said with what's going on in Georgia. I want to go to Trump and RFK Jr. I know you admire RFK Jr. I do too. I do too. Let me tell you what my main concern is. I'll lay it out for real quick, clearly and quickly. The University of Hawaii has done a multi-decade analysis of what kills more people, government or war. And they use the 20th century as their database. And clearly it was government. And they found in the 16 genocides that they studied in the 20th century that every genocide was preceded by a form of gun confiscation. Do you see why I have concerns about RFK Jr.?
I do. That really concerns me also, but I don't see a good alternative.
Trump.
Is Trump very supportive of guns? I would think so.
And oh, he already is. Yeah, yeah, he is.
Guns?
He is. Trump's big mistake was endorsing the vaccine. And I think he thought he was backed into a corner by the liars of Birx and Fauci. But he should have had the guts to speak up and say, hey, look, I was deceived by these people. They're fired. We're undoing this mess right now. Absolutely undoing it. But I want to give you credit for something. When the vaccines were being mandated in so many different arenas, you were speaking out against them based on your research. And you were 100% right. Because right now, the leading cause of death in America is vaccine-related injury. And they're trying to cover it up. But our lifespan, Sherry, since the advent of the first lockdown has gone down by 2 full years. That's a lot. Insurance companies, well, they doubled our rates, and we haven't had a claim in, gosh, probably 2 decades. They raised our rates by double. Farmers has left Florida. They're raising rates all over the country like crazy. And we asked our insurance company, why are you raising our rates so much? Too many natural disasters. That's a lie. I went and researched. There's no more hurricanes, no more earthquakes, no more tornadoes than there has been on a 100-year average. And so they say it's because of this. It's not because of that. It's because they're paying out 47% of the payouts in insurance right now, Sherry. You know what they're from? People dying more than 10 years before their expected lifespan expires. That they're paying out these death benefits that are bankrupting them, and they're not allowed to say it because BlackRock would lower their ESG rating for exposing the fraud.
Again, go back, teach people to question.
Yeah.
Read the autopsies. Say no.
Well, they lie in the autopsies. You remember in the height of COVID, someone would go in for head trauma from a motorcycle accident, and they would label it as a COVID death. And they were getting paid for it. I mean, why would the government pay for a diagnosis of COVID and three times more for a COVID-related death? Why would they have to pay for that? Do you understand how insane that is?
Again, I think it goes back to say no. Don't do it. Don't comply, which is some of the things that you said.
Well, okay, if you're working in a hospital, and your administrators have no moral scruples, which most of them don't. And the government says, we're going to pay you $36,000 for every COVID death and $13,000 for every diagnosis. Don't you think there's a financial incentive to cheat like crazy? And that's what they did.
So again, like you said, follow the money.
And then you get into how many people were murdered. Let's intubate them, right? Let's put them on a ventilator that we know will kill them. And how many times did that happen? I mean, I know people, doctors, who changed their resuscitation agreements they have usually in a trust, and they changed it to their spouse has the decision on final say with medical.
There are so many liars out there, and there's a way to separate them.
Okay, give us the download on RFK and Trump, which you learned from the bioacoustics.
They are incredibly similar. With Kennedy not having the omnipotence that Trump shows in all of his vocal prints, and a copy of that, I'll send it to you. They can download it from your site. But it's incredibly similar. Both of them had a lot of blue note of B, and that means for the people. And that's one of the things I like about Trump. He puts the people first, and he's got this balancing act of he's important and he should be first, but he's willing to put himself aside for the people. And I think that's why he's putting up with all this crap. But so does Kennedy. Look at his background in helping people get clean water and clean environments. They both are very similar. They are emotionally involved. They want to accomplish something. They're concerned about the future. And their intellect doesn't get in the way of what they think is right for everybody. Mm-hmm. Other people first. That's the trait they share. Now, right now, Trump lacks foundation, which makes me think that he's got an agenda already set and he's going to go for it.
What do you think the agenda is? What would your guess be?
I think he wants to be president, but he wants to help people at the same time. And that's kind of a balancing act he's trying to do.
He's got to fight the globalists that have taken over the country, basically. See, his biggest thing, there's actually something called Project 2025. And revealing it here, and I've scarcely talked about it because I'm still gathering data. But Sherry, this is really interesting stuff. It's a manifesto for when a Republican is sitting in the White House in 2025. And it's how to get rid of all the deep staters and the agencies, taking power, administrative power away from the EPA and these other organizations that abuse American citizens, and they make up their own laws outside Congress. And it's a monumental publication. It's driving. There's stuff appearing on YouTube now about it. Just I saw something today. This liberal Democrat lawyer just had a hissy fit, cussed up a storm about Donald Trump, about him doing this. I mean, she was so uncouth. And what she was afraid of is she said, you can't let the people have this much power. That was her justification.
What is this called? I certainly want to look it up.
It's called Project 2025. And it's a guide for conservative Americans. Oh, listen, they have the whole nine yards. There's not going to be any CRT in schools. It's going to be straight curriculum the way it used to be when you and I were in school. I mean, they go through A to Z. We're going to eliminate gender identity nonsense from all these forums that promote one lifestyle over another. Everyone's going to be treated the same under the law. They're not talking about persecuting anybody. They're just saying we're not going to create these privileged classes that get special considerations. And that's how it should be. That's how the Constitution was written.
Everybody the same under the law. I totally agree with that.
Yeah,
but it's not happening.
They're going to change the civil service deal, too, to where you don't have a job for life. You serve at the discretion of the administration. And that's what it should be. Because here's the problem Trump had. He got elected, but he had a hard line in the DOJ that was Democrat going back to Obama. And he couldn't get anything done. He kept being blocked by the DOJ. So I think this, I've been saying this, too. In fact, Doug Thornton, my broadcast partner, says, former DHS supervisor, fire everyone over a GS-13. And he's kind of saying that tongue in cheek, but in principle, I agree with him.
What is a GS-13?
It's like a major in the military.
Oh, you mean a rank? Okay.
But not a rank, it's what they classify civil service as. Like if you work in the EPA, you have a GS ranking, okay? And the EPA is and the IRS are the most out of control organizations. And I'll tell you who's part of this Project 2025. And I've not seen his name associated with it, but I know he is. And it's Mike Johnson, the new Speaker of the House, because he's talking about no. IRS, we're defunding a lot of the crap you want to do. We're not going to let you commit abuse against American citizens. And the left is having a hissy fit over this. But that's part of Project 2025. And when Mike Johnson said that in a recent proposed bill, I said, he's involved in this, and I think it's a good thing.
Who's pushing for war? I want to know who's dragging us into
Oh,
this.
okay. That's an easy one. On a live stream, probably 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, I looked at who are the people that benefit from more. And there's two groups on the surface. One group is BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard because they are the asset managers, the major asset managers for Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, and all of these military industrial complex organizations. They make huge money on this. Now, here's the thing that really ticks me off, Sherry. Congress gets to do insider trading on the stock market that would send you and me to jail, like it did Martha Stewart. Okay. But they get to do that, which means the longer the wars go on, the more money they are making. That's why they don't stop the wars. That's why they don't stop the wars.
And they
We
don't
have a,
care who they're killing.
no, obviously not. Now, there's some people that are against this. Marjorie Taylor Greene, okay, Jim Jordan, Matt Gaetz, they're against this stuff, and they speak out openly against this. But that's a real problem. We're going to have to do a follow-up show because I'm thinking of more people that we need to analyze.
If we can find a way to move people out of their complacency and become a part of the solution, that's what I'd like to see.
Well, I've been saying this to people. They're going to draft our young adult children. And I'm saying no way in hell. And on my live streams, I do, the people agree with me, but these people are cut above most people in America. There are a lot people that come to shows like this are much more aware. The average American won't lament until their kid comes home in a body bag. And I'm being very serious. And that's where this is going to end up. Biden and the bankers and BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, military industrial complex, members of Congress, they could care less if your kids come home in a body bag. They don't care as long as they're making money. And the only way to stop it is for us to say no. Make them build a fence around the country and call it prison. Our kids are not going to be drafted and fight for these bastards.
Well, we personally don't have anything involved in the fight, and but that's why the
No.
leaders are involved because it puts money in their pocket.
I agree. Sherry, we're just about out of time. I want people to go to your site and expose themselves to this, and you and I are going to figure out a way that we can get this free class up on my website to tell people how to tell when people are lying. It's a 2-hour training and it's completely free of charge. But tell people how they can follow you now at Sound Health.
Well, we'll put it up on Sarah's website too and
Sarah
yours.
Westall, right? Okay.
Yes. They can follow us at soundhealthoptions.com, and I will make sure this 2-hour course is there. It's the tools, the softwares, the solutions, the demonstrations on how to tell when someone is trying to manipulate you. Because when they lie to you, they're interested in how you serve them. So learn to call them on their lies and learn to say no.
Well, I've been satisfied for a long time that this works because you told me about health situations I had many, many, many decades ago that no one even knows about in my present life. Even my wife didn't know one of the things that you said. I just never disclosed it to her and didn't even think about it. But you picked up on it. And I told her, I didn't know that. I said, you mean I didn't tell you? So the stuff works, people. I'm telling you, this science works. And what she has said about these people is on the money. I do agree. Trump is omnipotent, but he's the guy we need right now. Hey, Sherry, thanks for coming on. Always great to talk to you.
If there's people that they want us to look into, please let us know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I'm going to be giving you a list once we're done traveling. Thanks, Sherry.
Sounds great.